Ron Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, about the middle of the page-ish, says the first words on the line are below, Achrazta. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya, someone writes to his wife the following Lashon, Dolo Neder Dolo Shvuah. That's the Lashon he uses. So, who eino yachol hashpia? So, that's according to Rabbah. He says that that Lashon implies that the husband himself can't make this his wife swear. Aval yorshim hashpia, so, but his yorshim could. Different Lashon. However, if he writes, naki neder, naki shvua, then bein hu, bein yorshim, ein mashpia, no, then neither him nor his yorshim could make her swear. Because Hachi Kamarla, because the intent of this Lashon is, min nakis mishuasa. You're cleansed from the Shvua. You don't have to, not me, not my Norshim, nobody could make you swear. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Chiya, in the name of Rabbi Chiya, Delo Neder, Delo Shvua, he says, Hu Eino Yachol Ashbiya, he can't, Aval Yorshim Mashbinosa, they could. Naki Neder, Naki Shvua, what does that mean? Bein Hu, Bein Yorshim Mashbinosa, they both could be Mashbiyer. Why? Because Hachi Kamar La Naki doesn't mean you're cleansed from it, as in we cannot make you swear, but the opposite. Naki means Naki Nafshach Bishvuasa. In other words, if somebody's choshed you, me or my Yorshim, whatever, you can cleanse yourself by making a shua, meaning you have to make a shua. Shalach Rabbi Zakai Lamar Ukba. Bein de lo shvua, bein naki, de naki shvua, either this lashon or that, bein lo neder, bein de naki neder. If he concludes his lashon, he says, bein ichsai, with my possessions, then ehu einu yachol ashbiya, abal yorshim ashbiyinosa. Since he said, my possessions, meaning only I can't make you swear, but my yorshim could. But, min ichsai eilein, but if he uses conclusion and says, from these possessions, then she's clean completely. Bein hu, bein yorshav, ein mashbinosa, not him nor his yorshim could make her swear. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abba Shaul, ben Ima Miriam. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, said the name of Abba Shaul, Ima Miriam. Ima Miriam, Miriam is the mother, and Ima here doesn't mean like mother, right? It means like a Lashon of Cheshivas, like a Cheshav woman. So I guess his mother was a Cheshav woman. So he says the following, Bein de la shvua, bein de naki shvua, bein de lo neder, bein de naki neder, bein minichsai, bein minichsai de ilain, and all these lishonas that we said up above, bein hu, bein yorshav, ein mashbinosa, neither him nor his nor yorshim could make her swear, aval, in theory, aval ma'aseh, shari yamru chachamim, abali para, minichsai yasomim, lo yipara, ela bishvua. But he says, what can I do that the Chachamim made this takana, that anybody that comes to claim from the Nechasim of the Yorshim, lo yipara el b'shua, they have to swear, so she would have to swear to collect her ksuba from the Yorshim. Special takana. So some say, wasn't Rav Nachman bringing this down, but rather it itself is a brisa. That says, as we saw, Abba Shaul bein Ima Miriam Amar, as we saw before, bein Dola Shvua, bein Naki Shvua, bein Dola Neder, bein Naki Neder, bein Michnichsai, bein Nichsai Yadi Elain, bein Hu, bein Yorshav, bein Mashbinosa, Aval Maaseh, Sharei Amru Chachamim, Abali Parah, Minichsi Yasoim, Eloi Parah, Lebeshvua, that itself is the Braisa, and on the Braisa comes along Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, says, Halacha, Kebein Ima Miriam. Let's see, Rashi. Okay, kring a kfur. Okay, the lo neder lo shvua im kasav la lashon ze naki neder minikas minikit mishvuasa. You're cleansed from the shvua, made in shvua. But naki nafshech mishvuasa im yachshaducha means if they will be choshed you, then hishpei lahem, then swear. Aval Maya Sewak we do the Olam Yorshim Ashbin Osa, that's a special takana that always the Yorshim could make her swear, he may sue if her father died, Vihini Frat Mayam, and she's collecting from them. Vikada Amrila, and some say, Lahad Abba Shaul Benima Miriam Masnisa, that it said it itself is a Brisa, Velo Amrula Belashan Shmaitsa Demor, not as we saw the first Lashan, that it was said over by the Amora, Hid Amran Damar Shmuel Mishum Rabba Shaul, Ella Masnisa, it's a Brisa, Amar Shmuel Allah Halacha is Kabashan Shaul. Okay. New Mishnah. Hapogemis Ksubasa, which we've seen before. So if a woman is pogemer ksuba, which we said that the husband, okay, well, the Gemara is, the Mishnah is going to say all the cases, so let's just leave it for the Mishnah. Okay, so hapogemis ksuba, loti parela b'shua, she cannot collect except with the shua. Eidachad me'ida shiprua, if one eid says that it's paid, lo tipara also below ela b'shua, min nichse yisomim, collecting from nichse yisomim, min nechasi meshubadim, things that were sold, also v'shalo b'fanav, and not in front of the husband, in all these cases, lo tipara ela b'shua. Okay, now the Mishnah goes through and just gives a dugma of each of the cases. Hapogemis ksubasa ketzad, what's that case? Haita haisa ksuba elef zuz. Let's say, for example, there was a ksuba of elef zuz. V'amar la hiskabalt ksuba seik. You received, I paid you the whole thing. He says, I paid you the whole 1,000. V'hi omeres lo itkabalti elamana. She says, well, no, I, you paid me, but you only paid me 100, not 1,000. Lo tipara elesh b'shua. She wants to collect the other 900. She has to make a shua.
Where's the ksuba?
She has in her hand. We'll see. Okay, eid echad me'ida shiprua. What's the case of one aid saying that it's paid? Ketzad, example. Haisak subasa, again, is elef zuz. V'amar la itkabalt ksubaseich. And he says to her, you got your ksuba, I paid you 1,000 zuz. V'hi omeres lo itkabalti. And she says, what do you mean? I didn't get anything. The aid echad meida shiprua. Then the husband has an aid saying like him that it is paid. So loti parel b'shua. If she wants to collect, she has to swear. Next case, minechasim shubadim ketzad machar nechasav lacherim. If he sold his nechasim to others, everything, so he has nothing to collect from. Behi nifras minak lukocho. So she has to go now to the lukuchos, the things that are meshubad. So loti parel b'shua. She collects from the buyers. She has to collect with the shua. And minich se yisomim ketzad meis. If the husband dies, v'hi niach nechasav leyisomim, he leaves his possessions to these yisomim. V'hi nifras mina yisomim. So now she has to go to the yisomim to collect the ksuba. Again, lo tipara ela b'shua. She has to swear. And finally, the last case, v'shalo b'fanav ketzad halach lo l'medina sayam. If the husband ran off to Medina sayam, v'hi nifras shalo b'fanav. And now she has to collect, but there's no husband there to pay. So we take from the nechasim, but eina nifrad ela b'shua, she has to swear. Rabbi Shimon Omer calls manchi tovas ksubasa. On Pezam and Amalef now. As long as she's collecting her ksuba, the yorsin are mashbinosa, vim eina tovas ksubasa. But if she's not, eina yorsin mashbinosa, the Gemara, as Rashi says, the Gemara mefarish ahayikai, what's that going on? Okay, mashlim the Rashi's here. Amud Aleph, okay, masnisin pogemis ksubasa, can mefarish vows of bimasnisin gufa, as we just saw, the examples given in the Mishnah itself. Loti para shar, the Gemara, the mefarish time, the Gemara is going to explain the reason about she can't collect the rest, the shar without shvua. Eidech ad meid, et cetera, Gemara mefarish time, explain the reason, minachasim meshubadim. If she's collecting from nechasim meshubadim, you have to collect with a shvua. Mishum the ihavegabe. What's the reason? So here Rashi tells us the reason. The ihavegabe mean halove gufe, that if you would be collecting from the ihavegabe, should be collecting from the love itself. So let's say a malva collecting from a love. Vehu tain love. Vehave tain lo and love. And the love would be claiming ishtabeli the lo paraticha. So in other words, he says, look, the malva comes and says, look, you owe me $100. Pay me $100. And he's, says, he claims that I paid. He says, I want you to swear to me that I didn't pay you. So he has a right to do that. Amrinan b'shvua, that you can do that. Udishmeinan, and lishmein, we listen to him, that the malve has to swear that he didn't get paid. V'ilotayin, but let's say he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, I want you to swear to you that you didn't get paid from me. Then lo tanina, we're not going to supply him with that taina. Hoyel v'nakid shtar. Since l'maisa, the malve is holding on the shtar, so he's holding the shtar, so lov has to pay. But the real lov has a right to say, no, I play, I believe I paid you, whatever, so I want you to swear. Aval, bishvil lekuchos anintainan. The difference is when it comes to lekuchos, then we step in and we give the taina. Because maybe had he been collecting from the love, so then the love might have asked him to swear, and therefore now when the love doesn't have anything, we're going on to the lekuchos, so we supply the taina for them. Then had it been by love, they would maybe say ishtabali, you know, the lo peretich who buys it, then he would ishtabu, and then you'd have to swear. So hashdan and tanina, we're going to come in and make the taina for the lekuchos, the patach picha leilemu, because the love, the buyers don't know if the love paid or not, so they can't say anything, they don't know anything. So therefore, we're going to come in and say, okay. Well, we want to make the malvish swear something that the lover could say, ask for. We'll give it this taina to the buyers. Minich the yisomim from the yisomim minifrat shelo b'fanav, and these other cases kulum mishum haytaima. They all have that same reason. Okay, next Gemara. Sava Rami Bar Chama lemeimar. So he thought to say the following: the shvua deraisa. We're going to the case of the first case of the Mishnah, pogevus ksubasa. Right, when the woman says she got paid, but only a little bit. That he thought that this is a shvua deraisa. How so? The katayin masayim become moda lebemeya. It's a type of moda b'miktsas. Right, because the man claims that he paid the whole thing, and she says back, "You paid, but not the whole thing, only part of it." It's like type of moda b'miktsas, and therefore how you have havilev hoda b'miktsas ataina, and that's the one of the shuas that are deraisa. B'chol amoda b'miktsas ataina yishava. Amar Rava shtei chuvas b'davar. So Rava said, "I'll give you two reasons why this is not a shua deraisa. I mean, the Torah there'd be no shua over here." It's only a takana de rabbanan. How? Chada, they call a nishbain sheba Torah, nishbin velo mishalmin. Because all the shvuas in the Torah are all shvuas where a person takes to putter himself from paying. And here, it's a shvua to collect. Vehi nishbat venotelet. Here she swears and then collects the rest. So it's a shvua to take. We don't have that in the Torah. So this can't be a shvua min a Torah. Beyond, and another reason why it's not the right, says, Ein nishbain al kfiras shibud karkas, that you don't swear where there's shibud kark involved. And here the shvuk, there's shibud karka, right? His nechasim are mishubadim to the ksuba. So whenever there's shibud karka, there's no shvua, so there would no way there could be a shvua over here. So therefore, it's a takana rabbanan, and now we're going to see the reason. Elam arava is mid rabbanan. The para diek, the mifra lo diek. V'ramu rabbanan shvua ala ki hechi de seduk. So what's the logic? Why did the chachamim make this takana? Because they said that the human nature, I guess, is that the one pays, he's more medayek. You know, somebody paying back your loan or whatever, so he's going to be careful to count the money exactly what he's giving you, whatever. But the one that takes the money somehow is not necessarily so medayek. He's okay, thank you, whatever. He puts the money away. He doesn't necessarily count everything to see. So too over here, we assume that the husband was medayek. He's the payer, and she's receiving the money. That maybe she wasn't so medayek. She says she got this money. Nah, I did get. She didn't get. So therefore, we put the shvu on her because she said she admits she got paid, but she says not the whole thing, only part of it. You still owe me, and therefore maybe she wasn't so. Woman's not going to be so medayek. Therefore, they make a shvua on her that she will be medayek because she's going to know. She's going to have to swear what she's saying. She says she got paid part of it. She's going to have to, you know, put her money where her mouth is, so to speak. She's going to have to swear. So therefore, this is going to make her more careful to make sure she is careful what she's receiving. Okay, let's see Rashi on this. Shvua deraisa v'nafkamina delo mafchinan la. The nafkamina be of a shvua deraisa rabbana is whether you can flip the shvua back on the other person. A a deraisa shvua, you can't flip it back onto the other person. As I said, the motive of mikzah is, okay, now you swear that you can't flip it back, but a rabbanan shvua you could. Nishbain v'lo mishalmin. Misha tovin oto nishba she'nemar, as it says, v'lakach ba'alav. Like we said, that shvua deraisas are all nishbein v'lo mishalmin, like you swear to keep, not to pay. As it says in the Torah, v'lakach ba'alav v'lo yishalem. It's a pasuk. So we learn from here, misha alav l'shalem, who nishba, the guy has to pay, he swears so that he doesn't have to pay. That's a shvua deraisa. Kol shtar shibud karkaos, also, all stars are shibud karka, they have a shibud on them, ein nishbain al karkaos, and another rule is that you don't swear when it comes to karka, and the shtaras have shibud karka, so there's no swearing, so it can't be deraisa. K'namrina b'shuas u'bezav. Ela marava, in fact, it's only derabanan, he shvuazu. My time, the paradiyak v'chul, as we saw the reason. So now Rashi asks the question, and then gives an answer. Question: Vim Tomar, v'lo pogem nami, lo kaha kaimalan v'shvuas dei amar le ishtabeli de lo paraticha mashbina le v'hai nami hakatain le paratich umatzarich pegima. So Rashi asks a question. He says, "Wait a minute. Why do we need the special takana up that a pegima? When she says she got paid, but only part of it, that she has to swear to for the rest." L'chura, we saw before on Amud Aleph and Rashi. There's a shvua that the love has a right to say to the malve. Well, okay, I see you're coming with a shtar, whatever. But swear to me that I didn't pay you. Okay, so if that's the case, we could say the same thing over in here. Hai nami hakatain le paraticha. Right, the husband is saying, I paid you, and right? That's what we saw. That's pegima, right? Because I paid you the ksuba. So swear to me that I didn't pay you. And that's what she's doing. So why do you need, only if she's pogam, she says part of it, not the whole thing, then we make her swear for the lechora. Any time like in the case of a loba, can make the malva swear why do you need a pegima? Why can't she say he's claiming I paid you? She can say swear to me. You paid me, swear to me. So why do we need the special case of pegima? The chain be'ed echad, same thing. Me'ida shaprua is one of the cases we saw. An eid echad comes in his side and says, it's paid. That below eid nami must be in law. We don't need that one eid even. Again, she can. We can make her. She says, he says I paid. So he says he paid that. So he paid him. So she can say. So he can make her swear. So same thing. So aparchinan le mishvi. So my bein zeh lepogim shtar. In fact, the Gemara in Shavuos asked that. Ma bein zeh lepogim shtar. In both cases, you can make the swear person swear anyways. So what's the answer? Umashdina lahach. The answer is hasam ki pagim. In the case of pagima, v'amalei hai paraticha, and he says, I paid you everything. Mashbiinan le ve'afilu lo. The difference is whether you need a taina to make the person swear. In other words, you have to say swear to me. In the case of pegima, even if the husband doesn't say anything, she has to swear. If she says, yeah, I paid you the thing, and she says, no, I only got part of it, without him husband saying anything, we require her to swear. Aval ki lo pagim, but if without a pegima, filu amale paratich. Ilo amarle behed yeshtabali amrina lezil shlim daha nakit shtara. And this is what Rabbi Bader was referring to before, right? That if since lemaisa she's holding on to the shtar, so we don't no real reason to make her swear, right? So now if the person holding on to shtar, we don't make them swear. Only if the other person says, okay, I know you're holding on to shtar now, but swear to me that I didn't pay you. Okay, he has a right to do that. He can ask for that. But he has to ask for that. If he doesn't ask for that, he's holding the shtar, so you pay him, finish. But he has a right. If he wants to, he can ask. But with pegima, even without asking, as we saw the time in the Gemara, to make sure she's medayik, whatever, we say automatically, without The husband asks and she has to swear. That's the difference. Okay. Okay, go on a little bit. So they ask the following question. What happens, pogemis ksubasa be'edim mahu? What's if she's pogemic? I know she got paid partially, that's what she says. But not only does she say she got paid partially, there's edim to the fact, edus to the fact that she paid this partial amount. Mahu, is the same din apply? Do we say maybe here she doesn't have to swear? Why? Because the misa de para be'edim have a parala. Maybe we could say, look, the fact that there were Edim, we see that, oh, you see, he's makpit to pay her back with Edim. There were Edim that partial payment was paid. So if we see he's makpit to pay back with Edim, and only part of it was paid, as the Edis says, only partial part of the ksuba was paid, can we assume that the rest wasn't paid? Because if it was, he'd pay that rest with Edim also. We see he's makpit to pay back with Edim. And therefore, she doesn't have to swear for to get paid the rest. Or maybe Odilma, maybe not. Maybe it's Remuye, he's from Mele. Maybe it's just a fluke. He's not a guy that's makbi to pay back with him. Yeah, the two people are standing there. He goes, look, I'm paying her this a little bit. He doesn't care so much. And maybe he really did pay the rest without Adim, because he's not the type that's always makbi. It happens to me the first time he had Adim hanging around. So, and therefore, she maybe has to swear for the second part. That's the question. So what is the answer? Tashma. Kol nishbayim shebetor nishbayim velo mishalmin. As we saw before, this price that tells us that all shvuas in the Torah is always swearing to pater oneself and not to pay. But the Rabbanan made the following takanas, ve'elu nishbayin vinotlin, that you swear and you can collect. You swear and take. Midi Rabbanan. What are they? I'll leave it for Rashi. He'll explain all the cases. We'll just read it. Hasachir, some a worker, a nigzal, someone who was robbed, a nechbal, someone who was injured, v'shenegdo chashud ashvua, that the person he's going against that is making would want to make him swear, he's nechshad ashvua, that he swears falsely. V'achin v'niel pinchasos, we'll see what that is. And here is the case we need now for us. V'akpo game shtaro shalo be'edim. So here's our case. Here's a pogim shtar, shelo be'edim. So without shelo be'edim, that he said that it was partially paid or whatever, without edim, here's a case where you have to swear to collect the rest. So the Gemara now makes the diuk. What do we see? Shelo be'edim mean. That's when. But be'edim lo. So here we make a diuk. It's afka shelo be'edim. That's when you collect with a shvua. Mashman, if there's if with edim, then nechanami, you collect without a shvua. Answer our question. But the Gemara's dochan then says no. Lo mebayik, it's a lo mebayik hamar. Lefech. It's not to say only with shelo be'edim, but with edim. You know, no, it's even shelo be'edim you have to swear. What's the even? Lo mebayik be'edim devadai tzricha shvua. Lefech. That for sure you need a shvua with edim. Aval shelo be'edim, that's the chiddush. Why? Because eimet havei kemeshi veveda v'tishka b'lo shvua kamashmalan. I might think if there's no edim, that's the bigger chiddush. Why? Since there's no edim, I might say there's no edim that he paid her the little bit, so she didn't have to admit that. She didn't have to admit that she got partial payment. She could have said, I didn't get paid anything. In the case of a lover, where he's like, I didn't get paid anything. There's no edim. She could have said that. So the fact is, he admits that, or she admits that, you know, I got partial payment. That's a kameshi veveda. That's like, you know, she didn't have to do that. And therefore, I might think that, you know, an honest person, we don't have to make her swear to collect the rest. Because as it is, here you're magnanimous, you know, admitting, kamashwala, no, you still have to swear for the rest. But when there's edim, obviously, she is not being magnanimous. There's edim that they paid partial. She paid partial. So there's not showing any godless over there. So maybe they're for sure you have to swear for their honor. Okay, let's see Rashi's. That's that. Pogemes ksubasa be'edim, says Rashi. Kabalti amana ubifnei edim kabalti. And I got in front of edim. Me Amrinan Isa Midipara Tfe Beidim have a par. If there's more to pay, they would be also with Adim. The ka, what do we see? The Haka Dak, we see he's very careful. Because I see Adim the part Piran Manakama. The first part he was very careful. So we assume he likes he's careful to pay back with Adim. Istama, he didn't pay the rest with Adim, or there would be Adim. Or deal, maybe not. Maybe La Mishum the Daku. It's not because he's very medayak. And it's Remuria Israme. It happened to be the Adim Asabahu Zimna. Happened to be hanging around, so he uses the Adim. Ve'elu nishbein ve'notlin she'etiknu chachamim lishava special takanas chachamim to swear and collect here. Ve'litol and to take. Ve'litamayu mefarsh the Gemara in Shuas the parakol nishbein. Okay, now Rashi explains the case. The sachir is amar lo tein li schari v'hu amir natati. Right, says, can I have my wages, please? And he goes, I paid you already. So the worker is allowed to swear to collect. They didn't get paid. Nigzal is ra'o shenichnas beveito. There's Adam see that the guy goes into some of his friends, quote unquote, house. Amar lo tein li kelash natalta. And then he walks out of the house with Kalim under his shirt, as Rashi says, "V'hu omer lo natalti ve'edim ra'u she'yatzav ve'kalim tachas kanfei taliso ve'lo yadu mai." Right? They saw him walked out with the friend's house with some kalim under his shirt, and then he says, "Give me my kalim." There's edim that saw he stole, but what did he steal? How much did he steal? So we're not going to make the ganav, you know, swear that I didn't take this. We make the one that was stole from the balabai can swear you took this from me, you took this from me, and swear. And then the ganav has to pay. Hanechbal is ra'o shenichnas le'toch beiso v'yadosh aleim v'yatzach habur. They see him going into his again quote unquote friend's house and comes out and he's all injured. And Amar lo chabalti, he says, you hurt me. Mehu omer alo chabalti, no, I didn't hurt you. So we allow the one that was apparently hurt to swear that he was hurt, and then the guys have to pay him for injuries. He writes in his little ledger, you know, the things people owe him, and it says in there, quote, "Kach tzivani ploni latet lepoalav v'natati lehem." He writes in there, you know, that what happened, some guy has workers that work for him, and he tells the storekeeper here, pay them, give them food for their wages, and then I'll pay you for what you give them. So as he writes, in such and such amount, you know, I gave the workers, and now the Baal HaBayis owes me this money. What happened? And the workers say, we never got paid, he never gave us any food. So they say they didn't get paid. The store owner wants to get paid. So they both want to get paid from the balabais. The workers want their wages, and the owner of the store wants his money because he claims that he gave the workers the food. So shnehem and nishbaim notli mehemenu. So they both can swear and collect from the poor balabais. The v'day tzricha shvua, we said, there certainly is a shvua is necessary in the case where there's edim ala sha'ar to swear for the rest. The haka modaya b'hai mana mishum edimu, because the fact that that little bit that she admits, quote unquote, that was paid, that's with edim. V'lav ha'shaves aveda, that's not ha'shaves aveda. However, if there's no edim, then it's k'meshiv aveda, sharei yesh l'shtar shalem alav. She has a shtar that he owes her the money. So she's holding the shtar again, the ksuba, and she's being very nice to say that I admit there's no edim, but I admit I got paid part of it. V'ibaye haviyamar, she could have said lo kabalti klum, and she didn't. So that's like a meshiv aveda. So we say I might think she doesn't have to swear for the rest. She's such a nice person. Kamash malan, even there she has to swear.